We're continuing our series of chats with the recipients of AFSC's Women in Ag Awards, as we're doing for the next few Fridays. And today we're heading towards Elk Point to talk with Janice Wursta of KCAL Ranch. Janice won the award in the Igniter category, as this award is exclusively for AFSC employees who exemplify leadership, commitment, and innovation while making a huge impact within AFSC, the ag industry in general, and their local communities. We asked Janice what her role with AFSC is.
I am a lender. My days are filled with loan requests and trying to find ways to help producers with finance requests.
How long have you been with the group?
I have been with AFSC for 2.5 years. It's been interesting. I was working with a bank prior to that for several years, actually two different banks. I'm really enjoying AFSC because it is just farm-related. It's just dealing with ag. I really enjoy working with different producers and finding out how their operations work and learning from them, too.
Do you find that there's a significant difference in the role that you play? I mean, you play a lot of the same sort of role as if you still worked at a bank, but do you find that there's a bit of a difference in how you're able to approach producers?
I would say yes. I really feel like AFSC is an organization that is there to help producers. And not that the banks aren't, but we do have so many other programs. Our insurance side, where you've got moisture and pasture insurance, there's crop insurance, there's calf insurance. So it's really like a one-stop shop for farmers, for producers, because you can share with them some of the information they don't know. So many don't know about those programs. And I've had conversations and sat down with a cattle producer and we end up talking about pasture insurance. And they're like, well, I don't really know much about it. And so then, you know, we walk across the office and they learn about it. Doesn't mean they have to have it, but I just find that I think AFSC educates farmers and producers so much more by focusing only on agriculture, as opposed to when I worked at a bank where you had a lot of other things going on, and, you know, juggling bank accounts and credit cards and how to receive payments and merchant services, that it was just very different. But I really enjoy and feel like I can add value to producers that I deal with because I can share other information, what other people are doing and other options that are out there to help support their farming operation.
Do you find that they find you, or they're more approachable, or they like dealing with you better in the current setting that you're in as opposed to as if you were in a bank?
I think so. We're dealing with clients that sometimes it's walk-in traffic. Sometimes it's, oh, well, I'm just going to phone and check out what the interest rates are. And we actually find that there's some people that come in to do insurance had no idea that AFSC did lending and had that option. And there's so many extra programs, especially for young producers, to branch out into. There's discounted rates for young producers that are under 40 and brand new startup producers. If you're over 40, you can still get a discounted rate, but it would have to be a brand new operation, which that's a little tricky. We don't see very many of those. We're so much better equipped to educate and add extra value to farmers.
Let's take a look at your background in particular. Did you grow up on the farm? I know that you've got a farm right now. We can get into that in a couple seconds, but what about your childhood?
I grew up on a farm east of Wainwright, actually north of Chauvin, so small town. There was 9 people in my graduating class. Grew up on the farm. I was in 4-H. We were a mixed farm, so there was a little bit of combining and some grains and cattle, and now it's that farming operation continues. My brother is on that farm, and my mom still is out on the farm. She's in her 80s. She's still out there checking cows and, you know, just doing whatever she can. She loves to be active. And so I've kind of learned from her as a role model about the enjoyment that you can get from the farm and looking after your livestock and then that sort of thing.
How important do you think that is to the average woman in agriculture these days? I mean, I guess in all farmers, really, but because it is a Women in Ag Award, how important is a mentorship to some degree for younger women getting into farming?
I think that a mentorship is key. I think that it really does give you something to strive for, or like if you're surrounded by mentors, they can give you that incentive or give you that motivation. Like they did it, so I can do it too. And this is how they did it and was able to achieve the goals that they had. So I think it really helps, gives direction and motivation, I would say.
As far as the future is concerned, do you have kids who are still working on the farm or who plan to maybe come back to the farm?
My husband and I have 2 girls. Yeah, it's tricky because they do want to stay on the farm. They've expressed interest. They've both completed their post-secondary. One is finishing her apprenticeship hours. The oldest is on the farm. She ventured off and then decided nope, I definitely know where I want to be and I want to be here. And so she has come home helping out with the operation and we're kind of working on that farm transition piece. Might be early, but I really think it's never too early to start transitioning the farm. It's better to get them involved if that's what they want to do. We may as well, you know, not hand over the reins, but we're working towards some solutions where, like, you know, if something does happen to us, she's ready to just go with it. The younger one also has expressed interest, not as much hands-on in terms of like with the livestock and taking AI courses and doing all of the matching up pedigrees and aligning what bulls going to be bred to what cows and that sort of thing. But both of them really enjoy being on the farm and would like to be here.
Your daughters aside, the future for women in agriculture overall, with you being a lender at AFSC, what kind of advice would you have for them if they're looking at getting into the sector or if they're already in the sector?
I guess my best advice would be set your goals high and whatever goals you think that you might have, don't toss them aside and say, you know what, that's probably not realistic. The sky's the limit. If there's something specific that you want to do and want to achieve with choosing support systems and other mentors and making the right choices along the way, I think the sky's the limit. Just set goals and go after them. And if you may find bumps in the road, it may take longer than you expected, or maybe it'll come faster than you expected. But don't limit yourself. Think about, you know, dream big.
That's Janice Wursta of KCOW Ranch near Elk Point, as she won in the Igniter category in AFSC's Women in Ag Awards this year. I'm Cheryl Brooks, and this is The Rural Connection.